even if you're not feeling it, overcoming the obstacle is so precious, with determination and endurance. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G, making every day count. So last week we took a little break, we just shared something on Shavuot, but I want to go back to what we were doing, and that is looking at the seven layers of our emotional structure. So we talked about chesed, which is the giving, the kindness, the flexibility, the making room for others, and so on. We talked about gevura, which is more the discipline, holding back, and the balance between the two, and how we need both. And then we talked about tiferet, which is the ability to combine different parts of our personality, even the parts that we're not disposed to naturally, because we're looking at not what we want to do, but what is the right thing to do. So that's the first triangle, the chesed, gevura, tiferet. Now we go to the next triangle of the first six emotions, and that is called Netzach, Hod, and Yesod. Victory or ambition, endurance, humility, and bonding. And we'll talk about that each separately. So the second triangle of the first six emotions is known as the more functional structure. Meaning it's when the emotions are not working so well, or they are, but we need practical strategies or tools to carry those emotions. So, for example, let's say someone is feeling very kind, but feeling very kind, that might make you a kind person, and if someone comes in, you'll do them a favor. But then what happens if there's obstacles during the way, during the journey? So you overcome those obstacles, and that's the first of the second triangle. It's called Netzach. Now, Netzach means, the word Netzach means victory, right? To win a battle, basically, right? So it's also linked to ambition, to overcome obstacles and to push your way forward to a goal that you have. Endurance, like to endure, to stay the course, to get it done. And that's all those things sort of come under the Netzach concept. Now, Netzach often is also applied when let's say you have love for something, right? Even in a relationship, let's say you love someone, and then there's a period of time in which you're not feeling that love. So do you just give up? Do you say, well, this relationship isn't working? But you know the relationship has potential, right? Or you know you should be doing for good things for your partner, for your spouse, which normally are things that come out of love, but you're not feeling that love right now. So, and that happens. So then that's an obstacle. So part of Netzach is, you know it's important, the relationship is so dear to you. So you push yourself just to get it done, to anyways be a good partner, to be a good husband, a good wife, to anyway do things, and there are acts of kindness, acts of love. Even something more spiritual and godly, like prayer. Prayer is such a difficult thing. People complain about the difficulty they have in prayer. Why? Because prayer is really an emotional relationship with God. It's when you pray to God and you're feeling it, you love God, He loves you, you ask Him for things, hopefully. You know, we trust that He'll say yes and give it to us. And we talk about in Tefillah, about the greatness of God and how we love Him, how we should love Him and so on. Then there's those days you get up in the morning, you're just not in the mood at all. But you know it's important. So you push along and you get it done. You daven, maybe not with such feeling, but you still do it. And that's Netzach. Netzach is winning. Now the Kabbalists tell us that attribute of winning comes from a very deep place in our soul. A very deep place in our soul. The question is, what does that mean? Surely it's more functional, it's more behavioral. If you have a deep love to God, for example, if you have a deep love to someone else, surely that's coming from a very deep place. And then you act according in accordance with that love or that kindness or that love. So why is Netzach so deep? Because, and the answer is that in the second triangle of our emotions, we are given an opportunity to actually dig very deep into our soul. What do we mean by that? Here's a Kabbalistic idea. There's good emotions and bad emotions, but let's take the good emotions, good chesed. So loving, kindness, giving, all those things. And we're excited about it, and it's emotion, so we're passionate about it. We love helping someone. We love saving someone. We love supporting someone. All that is filled with that passion and excitement, which is very good. Because we know it's not just enough to help people. You've got to do it with kindness. You've got to do it with passion. All true. But what happens when it's not there? Where does the attribute of Netzach come in? Where do we push along? We win that war. We're going to overcome that obstacle. It comes from a deeper place in the soul, because where it comes from is, yes, it's lacking the emotion, but it comes from a place in our soul, the very core of the soul, where we realize it's the place of selflessness. And the place of selflessness teaches us that it's not about us. It's not about who I am. It's about rising above who I am. In other words, the person who's loving to their spouse, full of love, full of passion, that's beautiful. And it makes for an unbelievable relationship. And it should. We have to work for passion. We have to work for love. We have to work for excitement. The emotional part of a relationship is so important. But at the end of the day, if I'm feeling it, it's still me. When do I have the opportunity to go beyond me? Or put differently, to connect to the essence of my soul, which is the place of selflessness and godliness, which means that place that gives me opportunity to do something because I'm rising above me. You know when that is? It's when we don't have the love. When we're not feeling it, but we do it anyway. We win the war anyway. We overcome the obstacle anyway. We endure. We're determined. We're just going to do it despite the lack of feeling. And that's Netzach. Netzach is, I'm not feeling it. And on one hand, that's really bad. On the other hand, I'm actually doing it because it's just right. I'm going above myself. I'm not feeling it, but I'm going to do it anyway. It's hard. I'm going to overcome that difficulty. It looks insurmountable. I'm going to overcome the obstacle. Why? Because I'm rising above me. And that's Netzach, such an important part of our structure. So I want to think about that a little bit. I want you to close your eyes. Just relax. Pay attention to your breathing in and out. Breathing in, exhaling out. Staying calm, connecting to the rhythm of life. As we know, breathing is the neshama. Neshima in Hebrew, neshama, soul, same letters. Every breath we connect to our soul. Our soul has many layers. The layer of action, the layer of emotion, the layer of cognition, the subconscious and the essence of the soul. The lowest layer of the soul is behavior. Doing, speaking. The deepest layer of the soul is the essence, the core essence known as Yechida. Behavior, action, the lowest form, links all the way to the highest form. We connect to different levels of our soul, different times, thinking, feeling, emotion, passion, excitement. But when we're not there, we can just do. You can't feel when it's not there, but you can do. Think of an action. Think of something you're doing because you're determined to do the right thing. You're going to endure. You're going to be ambitious. You're going to overcome obstacles for the right, for something which is worthy. So you connect to the highest level. You go back into your depth of your soul, the selflessness, the godly spark that lives at its core, giving us the ability to go beyond ourselves. I'm not feeling, but I'm going to do it anyway. I'm lazy, but I'm going to succeed anyway. Netzach, we're going to win this war. It's hard, but Netzach, I'm going to win. That willingness comes from the ability to go beyond ourselves, from the godly spark of our neshama, all the way in the depth of our neshama. to endure, to be determined. So next time, we're not in the mood, but we know there's something good that needs to be done. It's not hypocritical to do it anyway. It's depth. I'm going to make place for things that aren't me. I'm going to climb that ladder of selflessness. I'm going to do it by action. Have a wonderful day and a good week.